Back here at the Shattuck Shootout. Third place game in the books. The Shattuck Lady Indians are going to take home the third place game. Valco Lady Bison going to take home third after a 48-35 victory for Shattuck in that one. And your leading scores for the girls game. The game you just saw is a big night for Ellery Woods, who had 13 points. Also 8 apiece for Josie Oakley and for Cameron Bullard. Sailor Bullard with 6 and played fantastic defense tonight. Emmy Swanson with 6 and Jenna Bay with 7 off the bench for the Shattuck Lady Indians. For Balco, Aspen Freeman had 12. Carolyn Olvera had 11. The senior with a nice showing here in her last Shattuck Shootout. Sawyer Stockton with 2. Emily Trenum with 4. And Maylee Wirtz with 6 for the Lady Bison, who, again, they'll drop to 10-6. Shattuck going to move to 9-4. And we'll try to figure out just who everybody has next. It looks like Leedy is next up for Shattuck. That'll be Tuesday. That'll be the listed as the 25th here. And I believe that's Tuesday, if my math is correct. And for Balco, they're going to move on. They're going to get Turpin, a very tough Turpin team, and Coach Travis Smoltz. That's going to be on Tuesday as well. So Balco going to have to turn around and play right back and get a real tough one. So they're going to have to bounce back from this quickly, are the Lady Bison. But a good one there tonight. Shattuck coming out on top. And now it's the boys' turn. We're going to get Sayre. We're going to get Laverne here, just getting underway. The Laverne Tigers coming in 10-5. The Sayre Eagles coming in at 10-5 as well. They are a Class 2A team. Shattuck's going to be Laverne's going to be Class A. Again, they both got here by Laverne dropping that game, dropping the title game to Shattuck last night. That was a final score of, I believe it was 42-30. Shattuck won. That is wrong. That is the girls' score. The boys, 51-36. Shattuck came out with that victory. Laverne coming out in the short end there. And for the Sayre Eagles, they lost to Visai 61-56 in a very good game. They almost pulled it out. They beat Balco in the opener 51-20. They beat Shattuck's JV in the opener 71-44, whereas Laverne beat Arnett in the opener 55-30, which brings them here to the third place game. And a tough matchup, and should be an interesting one. Should be a defensive battle as Laverne and Sayre are going to square off. Both of them 10-5 coming up right after this third place game at the Shattuck Shootout on the boys bracket. You are listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Nothing offers an opportunity to bond and give thanks quite like breaking bread together. This is especially true as we welcome our troops back home and keep those who are still stationed overseas in our hearts. Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders and their families by serving up nearly 500,000 hearty classic American meals at travel hubs and military locations. And now, together with our friends at Bob Evans Farms and their Our Farm Salutes program, we will help to provide even more meals nationwide, offering our defenders a taste of home and the feeling of togetherness around the table. Help us show America's gratitude through food and fellowship. Look for the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes purple packaging at your grocery store and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more. While we can never do enough to support the men and women who serve, together we can make a difference, bite by bite.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's me. It's you. It's your childhood calling.
It's your childhood calling.
Pick up.
I'm calling to tell you something very important.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
The things that happened to you as a kid, the things you went through, they were not your fault.
And you're not alone.
2/3 of us have experienced what is known as adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs.
ACEs are not our fault. They happen to us, yet they can hurt us for our whole lives.
But I'm calling to tell you that I've got good news. I'm calling because you're grown up now, and you can be in charge. You can be the author of your own story.
Learn how at numberstory.org. Numberstory.org.
Back at Shattuck Shootout, third place game coming up, Laverne Tigers and the Sayre Eagles. Laverne led by head coach Tanner Woods as he's coming, he's just coming off fresh off a state football title. And a lot of you see a lot of those guys on the floor tonight on the basketball side. Ninth season as the basketball coach, over 120 wins already, one state appearance. That was in his first season back in 2014. All the losses to Laverne, except for Shattuck last night, have been to ranked teams. So it's a much better team. They're not ranked, but they have certainly played a gauntlet of teams and have managed to come away with 10 wins so far. They were led last night by Logan Freeman, who's had 21 points. Carson Baggs, or 21 points in this tournament. Carson Baggs had 24. He's been the hot hand, and he's going to be one to watch tonight. He's hit his first three threes in the first two games. He has come out absolutely on fire and had Laverne kind of starting hot and playing from in front. So if he starts out again, if you're Sayre, you got to know where he's at tonight, as right now he loves playing here in this gym. Seems to be going really well for him. Coach Brian Richardson on the other side, his first season as the boys coach, but 16 years as the girls coach. Coach Richardson has 312 wins. He's 33rd on the active girls head coaching list, and he was coaching girls at this tournament as well. The Sayre girls lost the consolation game to Boys City in a one-point game earlier. So he's looking to get a win here today. Doesn't want to leave with two losses coming out of the Shattuck shootout on the final day. Previously a Hinton and Elk City coach as well, but a lot of wins on that side. He's got a very athletic team, and it starts with Walker Moeller. Walker Moeller is a senior. He scored 40 points a week ago, so he is one of those guys who has the ability to at any moment beat you by himself or seem like himself sometimes. So you gotta know where Walker Moeller's at. But the one to watch out for, really the highlight of this one, Clayton Mossberger Jr. He's 6'6". He's getting Division I, Division II looks. He is a long and athletic guy. More importantly, though, defensively where he kills you. He's not known for racking up a ton of offense, but he can alter a lot of shots down there. He's a shot blocker. He's a stealer. And on the other side, another great defender in Logan Freeman. Freeman has been tasked with locking up the other team's best player. You might expect to see him on Moeller. We'll see what Coach Woods elects to do, but he's managed to shut down Hernandez. He did a nice job yesterday on Ross Latta, making sure he didn't get free for any threes, and we'll see what he can do tonight. But those two guys with long wingspans, quick to the basketball, good anticipators, it is going to be hard to get shots at the rim. So key to this game is going to be both squads understanding where those two guys are. Sometimes in high school, you get a breakaway layup or you're ahead of the play. You don't expect a guy to come from behind you and steal it or bat it away. But a lot of times, you've got to know where the pursuit's coming from with these two guys, or you're going to get a shot blocked in your face. So it's going to be imperative on these guys, maybe to use the shot fakes, maybe to use the jump stops, and maybe to be real careful with the basketball when those two guys are on the floor. For Laverne, another key is to stop fouling. They fouled out. Tate Domi fouled out with no points after a great first night. He's going to have to be real careful in this one. Also, they're going to get Gabe Lovell back. He came back last game, but he also fouled out. So two big bodies, two good rebounders, two physical players sometimes can get a little too physical. They're going to want to stay in the game here till the end. Sayre, you got to hold your leads. They've blown some big leads. They've gotten up big and blown leads in certain games. They get a little loose when they get up and they start firing up threes. They're going to have to protect it if they do jump out to a big lead. And the big one for Laverne, too, will they have a hangover effect? It was an emotional game last night. It was a testy, sometimes fiery. Coach Woods got a technical foul during that game. The crowds were rowdy, and they made each other work for it. Or you don't want to be worn out from that one. You want to be able to bring your A game here, because I know it's a third-place game, but it's a chance to get a good team to get a good win. And wins are wins coming down the stretch here. For Sayre, starting out, senior Colt Merrick, number one. 13, Lake Crosby, the senior. Number 14, Clayton Mossberg, the junior. Number 23, Walker Moeller, the junior. And it looks like Camden Richardson, the freshman, number 10, is going to get the start for Sayre in the maroon with the white numbers. And for Laverne, Tripp Green, number one, the freshman. Caleb Blackwell, the senior, number three. Logan Freeman, the junior, number 11. Tate Domi, sophomore, number 24. And Karsten Baggs, number 35, the senior for the Laverne Tigers. In the white with the purple. And here we go. Freeman going to tip it up here with Clayton Mossberg. And they're going to be at midcourt, squaring off with each other. Another thing about Sayre, they've got they win the hair contest. They've got the best haircuts of any team here. You'd know what I mean if you're watching this. But they're going to tip it up. Oh, they both go up for it, and Mossberg wins the tip. And Sayre's going to start with the basketball. They're going right to left, and it's going to start with Walker Moeller. Gives it back to Mossberg. Steps inside the three-point line for a long two. It rattles out on him. Went down, came back out again, and rebound Tripp Green. Rebound Laverne Tigers in the white with the purple numbers. And Blackwell picks up his dribble, gives it to Domi. Domi swings it all the way around to Tripp Green. And Green, looking for space, takes it out top of the key, gives it over to Blackwell. Blackwell now in the corner, down the right block. Domi spins under the hoop. He got caught underneath there and traveled. Ran out of space, forgot where he was. Good defense by Sayre. And a couple missed shot and a turnover. We're still 0-0 here early in this first quarter. 7:23 to go in the first. And that one stolen away by Tripp Green as Crosby wasn't ready for it. Mola threw it right to him. Green takes it underneath the hoop with the reverse. Up under and in. And Green's got the first two of the game. It's 2-0 Tigers here early in the first quarter. That time Mola was looking at Crosby. Crosby not looking at Mola. And a turnover. Into Mossberg. Flashing inside. Galvez right hand up and in. And that's going to be two for Juan Galvez. I misspoke. Galvez getting the start. It's Richardson not out there, the freshman. He will come off the bench. He sometimes starts for Sayre. Galvez with the first 2 points, so a good call in the starting lineup there for Richardson. Out to Freeman. Freeman drives inside, stops shooting over top of Mossberg, and a tough shot, and he got it to go. Faded kind of to his left, got just enough room to shoot it. That was a nice athletic move by Logan Freeman. It's 4-2 Laverne, 6:31 to go in the first quarter. Walker Moeller now over to Colt Merrick. Block, Galvez, Domi in his back, shoots a little hook shot, left hand, oh, and coming in, Mossberg slams into Tripp Green underneath the hoop and picks up his first foul. Came in out of control trying to get that rebound. That'll be the first on him, first on Sayre. Score remains 4-2 Laverne. They're going to get the basketball here with 6:19 to go in the first quarter and a 2-point lead. Blackwell over to Green on the wing. Freeman guarded by Mossberg. This will be a great matchup all night. They're going to be on each other. And now over to Bags. Sayre in man-to-man defense. Bags drives in the paint. Drops it off to Domi underneath the hoop. Great drive and dish by Bags into Domi for two. It's a much better team with Domi on the floor when he stays out of foul trouble. Walker Moeller is going to step back three over Blackwell. It won't drop in a rebound by Tripp Green. Blackwell now crossing the timeline. Looking for room. Into space. Up to Warren. Got it poked away by Mossberg. And that's what you can't do if Blackwell's got to know where he's at. That's a block by Mossberg. Moeller with the basketball. Swings it over to Merrick. He drives baseline. A little bit of space. Oh, he tried to dunk it. Almost got it. And just missed. And a rebound by Laverne. Elevated quickly from that baseline did Merrick. Freeman thought about a corner three, but Mossberg closed out on him. Wise decision there by Logan. Domi, the wing to Blackwell. He's got Moeller on him. They give it to Bags. Sets a screen for him. Crosby on him. Over to Tripp Green. It was open for three. Merrick slow to close out, and Tripp Green made him pay with a three. He's got five. Tripp Green with a hot hand early here for the freshman. 9-2 Laverne up. 5:04 to go in the first quarter. Crosby drive. Dish down inside to Galvez, who's fouled on the shot. Shot wouldn't go for him. Domi, a step late on the rotation, is going to pick up the foul. And Tate picks up the first foul for Laverne. Galvez is going to be at the free throw line. He's going to shoot a couple. 9-2 the score. First one for Juan rolls. Ow, almost got the shooter's touch, but it rolls out on him. And our first substitution for the Eagles brings in Braden Richardson. And Colt Merrick going to come take a seat for Coach Richardson's Eagles. Braden and Camden, twins. You'll see both of them, both those freshmen for Sayre. Second free throw drops for Galvez. He's got three. 9-3. Laverne in front by six. And Blackwell with the basketball. Looking for an open teammate. Popping out to Tripp Green on the wing. It looks inside to Domi's fronted by Galvez in that post. Trying to maintain possession. They finally get it to him. They bounce pass it into him. He tries to back in Galvez. Spins baseline. The glass gets the foul and the harm. Moeller tried to come back and help on the baseline. And Domi turned right into him. And he's strong enough to take that up and score on it. And that's going to be the first foul on Walker Moeller. And that's their first taste of the strength of Tate Domi. He's going to go to the free throw line for the and one attempt and rolls it out. Oh, it hit every part of the rim, came back out for him. Score remains 11-3. Laverne, 4:37 to go in the first quarter. Sayre with the basketball. Over to Mossberg. Thought about a three. He's going to drive it instead. Takes it right inside to Freeman. Lost his footing, tripped, fell, and he's going to get called for a walk. Looked like he got tangled up a little. Couldn't quite keep his feet. And he's going to get called. Tough break there for Mossberg. Kind of incidental contact. Still a 9-point lead for Laverne. Is out to that hot start already. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. A fired up team from last night and what was a raucous atmosphere. Domi gives it right back to Blackwell, stripped away by Mossberg, goes to Lake Crosby, and you can't really have Blackwell attacking the rim with Mossberg down there. It's going to be too hard for him to get his shot off. Drive by Moeller, tried to flip it into Galvez, and Logan Freeman with the steal. It is a one-on-three, no numbers, and he wisely pulls it back out. Tries to flip it ahead, and Moeller almost stole it. They get it over quickly in the corner. It goes back to Blackwell, top of the key. He hesitates, takes it inside, flips it underneath to Domi. Shot fake, takes it up and gets fouled. Smart decision there by Tate Domi with the shot fake. He knew Mossberg was there, got him off his feet, and that's two on Mossberg already with 3:51 to go in the first quarter, and that's going to put Domi at the free throw line with a chance to shoot two. That's big in this game because it's going to really open up the lane if Mossberg has to sit. First one for Domi goes down, up and down. He's got five. Couple substitutions now. Merritt going to come in for Mossberg. Galvez going to take a seat. The other Richardson, Camden, going to come in. So Camden and Braden out there, along with Lake Crosby, Colt Merrick, and Walker Moeller for Sayre. Second free throw for Domi's. No good. Rebound Walker Moeller. 12-3. 9-point lead for Laverne. 3:48 to go in the quarter. We're going to get a quick three by Richardson. That's off the wing. Won't fall. Blackwell tracks it down for a board. Caleb looking to run. Flips it back. Tries to get it back to Lovell, who just came in the game. Over to Freeman, wide open on the wing. Nobody's going to close out on him. He's going to miss that, but a rebound underneath by Lovell. Takes it up strong off the glass. That won't go. Fight for the rebound. Richardson comes away with it. And that is Braden who comes down with that rebound. 3:23 to go in the first quarter. 12-3. And Sayre dodging a bullet there. Lovell had a point-blank look at it. Back outside to Crosby. Thought about a three. Said no. He's got Trip Green on him. They give it over to Braden Richardson. Weave inside. Crosby driving kick out to other to Camden, and that ball's loose. It's going to go off the foot of Lake Crosby and out of bounds, and a turnover by the Eagles goes back to Laverne, leading by nine with 3:03 to go in the first quarter. Three team fouls already on Sayre in this first quarter. Only one for Laverne. They call it out. Man defense here for the Eagles. Moeller's on Blackwell. They give it to Lovell. He's got Merrick on him. Over to Blackwell. Bounce pass underneath. Almost stolen away by Crosby. Did a nice job flashing. They're trying to get to Domi in the post, and Crosby came across, knocked it out of bounds. Had Domi got that, he'd have been able to spin and score pretty easily. 12-3, 2:51 to go. Lob inside to Lovell, turns around, shoots, can't get the shot to go. It was an alley-oop to him of sorts. Didn't come down with it, tried to turn and shoot, missed the shot, goes out of bounds, but tipped away by Sayre, and Laverne catching a break. They're going to get the basketball here. Right idea. Lovell coming off a screen, going towards the hoop. Now instead they're going to lob it into Domi in the perimeter. Flashes inside to Freeman. He turns to the fadeaway, shoots, won't go. Rebound by Richardson. Camden. And Camden quickly ahead to Lake. Crosby back outside to Richardson. And they're going to reset it. Coach Richardson calling out the 22 spread, whatever that is. They're going to be a drive by Moeller. Back outside, wing three there for Crosby. And that's what it was. It was a three for Crosby that didn't go. Rebound by Freeman. And they give it over to Blackwell. Slows it down. Scoring drought for both teams here with 2:13 to go in the quarter as they went ice cold after some quick scoring by Laverne. Domi, top of the key for three. Does he have the range? Nope. That ball dies in the back of the rim and tipped around on the board and going to stay, I believe, out on Sayre on that rebound. I think it stays here with Laverne, and it does. Galvez is going to come in for Camden Richardson. And Laverne does maintain possession. So another break for Laverne. Been a while since they scored. Flipped inside. Quick shot by Domi. And he knocks it down on the mid-post jumper. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Woods. So Domi's got seven already. It's 14-3 Laverne. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back at the Shattuck Shootout, 2 minutes to go in the first period. Laverne leads Sayre big 14-3 off of Tate Domi, who's got seven of those 14. He's got half the Laverne points already, and a different team. He stays out there, not getting into foul trouble, showing a nice touch on some turnaround jumpers. And he's a big guy, but you can really elevate. You kind of don't expect him to get up like that when you're trying to guard Tate Domi. Lob to Mossberg, and he throws it down on the alley-oop. Moeller gets it to Mossberg, coming out of the timeout. And that is two for Clayton, playing with two fouls, makes it 14-5. Trip Green drives baseline, shoots, and silences everybody. Green said, that may look pretty, but two is two. And Green comes down and knocks it down. It's 16-5. Quick answer by Laverne, trying to get that momentum right back. That was a designed play coming out of there, and Moeller threw a great pass to Mossberg. Quick into Galvez, back outside to Crosby. They swing it back around to Moeller. Moeller guarded by Blackwell, gives it over to Mossberg. He's going to try top of the key three, trying to show the reins. Missed shot, rebound Logan Freeman. And he can be able to, if he could knock that down consistently, Mossberg would be a real huge threat. Pull people away from the hoop, as he can get that shot whenever he wants it. Now over to Freeman, over to Blackwell. Blackwell, 47 seconds left in the quarter, 16-5 Laverne. Bounce pass into the paint, Domi turns, tough shot, muscles it through, won't go though. Everybody, defense went straight up. They get it back to Colt Merrick. Merrick back to Mossberg. Slashing inside. Fadeaway. Gets the foul in the bucket, and it drops. Mossberg running the floor. Merrick waited on him. Nice patience by Sayre. And Mossberg goes to the free throw line. Chance to cut it to eight. 5.2 seconds left. Lovell's coming out. And Karsten Baggs going to come back in. As Baggs has yet to even shoot one in this quarter after going 3-for-3 in first quarter threes the last two games, and a missed and one attempt by Mossberg. Score remains 16-7. 29 seconds here for Laverne to shoot. Blackwell trying to cross over Moeller. Bounces it back to Freeman. He's going to try a long two and gets it. The 12-footer, rarely shot anymore. Logan Freeman making it look easy. He likes that one. It's 18-7. 13 seconds left for Sayre to shoot. Walker Moeller, Blackwell on him. He crosses over, nowhere to go. Corner for Merrick for three. It's an air ball, rebound Trip Green. 5 seconds left. He looks up, looks at the clock, knows how much time he has. Green stops, flings it over to Baggs. He's going to hoist one up at the buzzer. Would have counted if it went, but it did not. At the end of one quarter, it's Laverne 18, Sayre 7. Back with the second frame after this. It's the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC. Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
We're back here in Shattuck. Laverne leads Sayre 18-7, third place game here in the boys' side of things at the Shattuck Shootout. Tigers going to start with the basketball. They've got seven from Domi, seven from Trip Green, and four from Logan Freeman. And now a back screen by Green, and nice defense inside there by Sayre coming out of that timeout. And Braden Richardson getting back in the game. He's out there with Galvez. It's Merrick. It's Moeller. It is Crosby, and we're getting a foul on the screen, trying to fight through the screen on Sayre. And I believe that it was going to be on Galvez. Yes, it is his first. That's Juan Galvez's first foul. That's his first or fourth team foul on Sayre. Laverne's got two right now. 7:42. Just getting underway here in the second quarter. What was an 18-7 first quarter? And now going to be lobbed top of the key to Blackwell. And Blackwell picks up his dribble. Bags is open in the wing for a three. That's where his spot, and he hit it. Picking up where he left off. Karsten Bags likes shooting here in Shattuck Gymnasium. 21-7. And Moeller, now we're getting another foul away from the basketball. I think this is going to be two quick ones. Nope, they're going to call Blackwell with it. So that is on Laverne. Third foul on them. He was getting tangled up with Galvez, who's going to take a seat. Mossberg's going to come in now, playing with two for Sayre. He's going to have to be careful the rest of the way in this half. Lobbed into him. Got Freeman on him. Over to Merrick. Merrick flips it to Moeller. Moeller guided by Blackwell. Back out to Colt Merrick. Into the paint. Hesitates. Right hand. Nice jump stop. Tried to get the shot. Picks up the foul. Shot wouldn't drop for him. And an athletic move from Colt Merrick, who is a great kicker. He's an all-state caliber kicker for the Sayre Eagles. And quite the athlete. You can really get up. You've seen him already try to dunk one. That, by the way, is the second foul on Tate Domi. So he's going to have to be careful the rest of the way as well. But Merrick misses that free throw. Gabe Lovell's now going to come in for Tate Domi. And Coach Woods doesn't even want to flirt with the idea of Domi picking up number three after fouling out on the last one. And now Merrick lines it up and knocks it down. And he's on the board with one. It's 21-8. Laverne in front of Sayre here. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. And Blackwell slowing it down. Picks up his dribble. Bounces it to Freeman. Guarded by Mossberg. Steps back, nowhere to go, gives it over to Blackwell. Blackwell looking for an open team. It bounces into Lovell. Turns, shoots off the glass. Oh, the shot wouldn't go for Gabe. Bags tries to get the rebound and knocks it out of bounds. And that is two point-blank misses for Lovell. It's a great pass by Blackwell in the entry pass. Just got it through. And right idea by Lovell. Shot wouldn't drop for him. And here comes Walker Moeller. Lobbing it over to Crosby at the elbow. Steps into the other elbow. Takes a shot from the far side and hit it. Good decision there by Crosby. He seemed to be forcing it a little bit in the semifinal. His shot this time, he took what the defense gave him and knocked it down. Bags over to Blackwell. He's looking for an open teammate. Over to Freeman. Now corner. Driving inside. Another nice pass by Blackwell into Lovell. But this time he had Mossberg on him and he fades away. And a much tougher shot. And Lovell knocks it down over Mossberg. That's what we were talking about. He felled in behind him. Instead of going straight up, he faded it away and shot it over him. Good decision by Lovell. Showing the touch. 23-10 Laverne. 6:05 to go in the half. Moeller with the basketball. He's going to dribble back and set it up and run the offense. Moeller been quiet so far tonight. Now he's going to shoot a step back three on cue, but that won't fall. Tipped by Mossberg. Going to the backcourt. Moeller tries to track it down. Blackwell does a barrel roll trying to catch that basketball. And hits the deck hard, and they're going to say a foul, trying to go after the loose ball. And that will be the fourth team foul on Laverne. And that will be Blackwell picking up his second quick one, or fifth team foul on Laverne, rather. Now one Richardson's going to come in for the other one. Camden's going to come in for Braden. So Moeller will be out there with him, with Crosby, with Merrick, with Mossberg. Crosby, pick and roll into Merrick. Almost poked away by Lovell and fight for the basketball and tipped out of bounds off Merrick. Good defense there by Lovell on the pick and roll. They were looking for Merrick to set the screen, roll towards the hoop, maybe get an alley-oop for him. And it was blocked by Lovell. On the wing, Blackwell, again, looking for Lovell. They're trying to get that ball to him in the post. Bags now on the wing. He's closed out quickly by Merrick. They lob it this time into Lovell. Nice pass again by Tripp Green, and that shot wouldn't fall. And Gabe having trouble right down there in the post. He's getting looks. Moeller, hesitation, takes it to the rack right at Lovell and scores. And Moeller showing that quick first step. And that's his first two of the game, 23-12. Logan Freeman, mid-post, fadeaway shot, altered by Mossberg, won't drop, fight for the rebound, Freeman comes away with it, Bags saved it, quickly over to Green, back outside to Bags, shot fake, nowhere to go, gives it over to Freeman, gets a screen from Lovell, flips it back outside to Blackwell, he's going baseline, tries to bounce past it outside, stolen away by Richardson, Camden looking down, crossover, taking Bags to the hole, fadeaway, baseline and hit it, he looked everybody off and decided to take it in himself, tough shot by the freshman. Showing some skill. 23-14. Laverne in front. 4:33 to go. And the action picked up here at the end of the first half. Or the middle of the first half, rather. Tripp Green pops out. Bags pops out. They give it to him. Wing three. Karsten Bags comes up short. Rebound Colt Merrick. Good box out on Lovell by Merrick. Moeller, hesitation, drives inside, slips off the glass with the right hand and knocks it in, and two attacks by Moeller and two scores, and now Sayers cut it to seven. 23-16, 4:12 to go in the half. We're going to get a timeout by Laverne. We'll be back after this. It's the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year. And your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Back in Ellis County, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout, third place game, and what looked to be a big quarter, first quarter by Laverne has been a big second quarter by Sayers, cut it to 7, 23-16 with 4:12 to go in the half. And Walker Moeller starting to find his offense here, and he's finding it by just attacking the rim. We're going to just skip past the Blackwell now. Laverne has the basketball to start this last 4 minutes of the half. They got the lead. Looking for some patience. Good timeout by Coach Woods as the momentum had shifted to Sayre. Freeman now on the perimeter. And he got away. Oh, he almost got away with a double dribble as he forgot that he had dribbled. And a mental error there by Freeman and a turnover. For a second there, I was wondering if anyone was going to call it. The crowd was waiting on it. So now Sayre, a chance to cut even more into this lead as they have trailed from the jump. Since the very, very beginning in the first possession. Now drive by Walker Moeller is knocked away, and he's going to go pick up the foul. And the attacking mentality of Walker Moeller here has been the difference in the last few minutes as he is now really getting assertive. That will be the 16th foul on Laverne, and we'll see who they tag it with. Logan Freeman second, and not only that, that's two on Logan. So Logan's going to have to be careful. This last 334. Now Domi and Freeman playing with two. Also Mossberg playing with two. Foul trouble going to be a big story, or fouls going to be a big story the rest of the way. Moeller hits the foul shot. He's got five. And now Domi is going to come in for Gabe Lovell, who has had a little trouble shooting the basketball so far. Domi does not. So, but again, playing with two, one more could be big here in the 334. He fouled out last night, remember, with no points. Walker Moeller knocks them both down. And all just like that, it's a five-point game. Laverne 23, Sayre 18. And the Tigers with the basketball trying to end what's been a long scoring drought here for Laverne. Domi picks up his dribble, nowhere to go. Skips it all the way over to Bags, almost overthrows him. And Crosby goes after the basketball, and he's going to get grabbed by Bags trying to stop him. And kind of a smart foul, because it would have been a breakaway too. Bags grabs him by his arm. Crosby with the hustle and the turnover there. And he's telling his team to back up here. See a little bit of confusion here as Coach Richardson is getting everybody off, he's getting Mossberg and Moeller back defensively. He's gonna have Crosby shoot this 1-1. It's the 7th team foul for Laverne. Lake Crosby's first shot up and down. And no hesitation there by Crosby. 3:19 to go. All of a sudden, Sayers cut it to a four-point game, showing a lot of grit being down big in that first quarter. Hit them both. Crosby's got four. 23-23 point lead for Laverne, who's got to find a bucket to stop the bleeding. They've let him climb back into this thing. Domi spins inside, takes it right, and Moeller cut him off, and he didn't expect him there, and he almost lost the basketball, but it goes out to Tripp Green, thought about a long three, drives inside on Richardson, off the glass, won't go, rebound Mossberg. Right idea by Green, shot wouldn't fall for him, and Sayre got a chance to tie it here, down three. Weave to Moeller, Green on him, gets a screen from Mossberg, steps back, going to shoot the three from the wing to tie it. Oh, missed, went down, came back out, and a rebound by Blackwell. Rattled in, wouldn't fall. Blackwell now, back to Domi. He thought about a three. Over to Freeman back in the game. Logan drives, high dribble, shows ball left. It spins around. They're going to get a tag in for a travel. He tried to jump stop. He doesn't agree. Showed a little fake pass, spun around in the paint, and just shuffled that pivot foot, moved a little on him. 23-20 and a turnover. Levert again. Sayre can tie this thing after trailing most of the game. It's outside of the opening minute. And it's stolen away by Freeman. Crosby tried to pass it to Mossberg. Freeman driving inside. Crosby tries to steal it. Spins around. Takes it right inside it. Mossberg shoots it. The shot drops. Will it count? They're gonna talk about it. And they're going to say a foul and no. Blocking foul. Not a shooting foul. A lot of continuation. I think that's the right call. But that foul will be the third on Mossberg. That's a big third foul. Mossberg's now got to come out. Galvez is going to come in. Also Richardson coming back in this game. Camden out there with Crosby, with both Richardsons, with Braden and with Moeller. Laverne with the basketball. It's only the 15th foul for Sayre. Into the post to Domi. Galvez on his back. He turns. He spins. Fade away. Take Domi showing the soft touch. And he's got 9. Working on an all-tournament bid. If he hadn't fouled out of the last one, he'd be a shoe-in for all-tournament here at Shattuck Shootout. But yesterday, fouled out with 0 points. In a big first game, did Domi. And another travel, this time on Richardson. He was looking for a teammate. Shuffled his feet. Took off. Forgot to dribble before he took off. That's going to be a turnover on Camden Richardson. Score 25-20. Laverne in front of Sayre. 1:49 to go here in the first half. Blackwell crossing the timeline. Slowing it up. Looking for a teammate. Loft to Freeman. He's double teamed. Down on the baseline. Got to get rid of it. Flips it to Domi. Poked away by Crosby, who gets the steal, and he's got a breakaway. Flips it down to Richardson. All the way streaking down the left side and scores 4-2. Camden Richardson running the floor. He's got 4. Another steal by Crosby. He's been good defensively here. Really aggressive player, and that time it paid off. It's 25-22. Laverne still leading, though, by 3. Minute 19 to go in the half. Domi on the give and go, but it's stolen away. Tried to get it right back to Blackwell after receiving the pass. Instead, Moeller comes away with it. He's going to drive inside. Scoop shot, left side, and a charge on Walker Moeller. And Domi with his feet set, and Moeller had his mind made up. He was going in there. Instead, he picks up foul number 2. That's a 6-team foul. One more still for Sayre to give. Nope, that's the last one to give. Next one will be a 1-1. And now David Guajardo going to come in for Caleb Blackwell. He's a little limpy coming out of there. He's grabbing his knee over there on the bench a little. It's going to be okay. Looks like he's got a little cramp or something on that knee, stiff knee. 58 seconds in the half. Into the post. Lovell spins to the paint. Oh, and passes at the last minute to Freeman, who's open. Good decision. He hits the 2. Everybody thought Gabe Lovell was going to shoot it, and he passed it out to Logan Freeman, who's got 6. 27-22. Quick 3, Richardson. That won't fall in Lovell skies for that rebound. 39 seconds. Now Laverne back in front, 27, or in front by 5 again. 27-22. Pass to Lovell, and he wasn't ready for it. And Galvez comes away with it. Lovell wasn't even looking at it. Moeller, nice pass inside to Richardson, threading the needle. Richardson under the hoop, and Moeller with a no-looker down inside. Makes it 27-24, still a 3-point lead for Laverne. They've led most of this game, about 90% of it. And they get it over to Guajardo. Back the other side to Bags, now over to Green. Green guarded by Richardson. Trip Green, 7 to shoot, crosses over. Almost poked away, goes to Freeman, 4 to shoot. Guajardo tries to get it to Freeman. Poked away by Richardson, off of Freeman's fingertips. And Sayre saves the possession, but with 1.1 left. Going to be tough. Going to have to be a full court instant shot here, and they get it to Moeller, and he's not going to get it off. It took one too many steps. Wouldn't have counted. It was an air ball anyway. So that's going to do it for the first half. Sayre cuts the lead to 3. It's Laverne 27, Sayre 24. Third place game at the Shattuck Shootout. Halftime after this on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Black Friday, Black Friday. Now, Black Friday means anything from one day to a month-long event where you might get the lowest price. At Goins Home Furnishings, we have everyday low pricing. You get our lowest price every day. That means Black Friday every day. This means no pressure to make a rash decision. You can shop when you have the time. With everyday low pricing, clearance specials, free delivery, and superior service, Goins Home Furnishings remains the tri-state furniture destination. That's Goins Home Furnishings at 1st in Oklahoma in Woodward, Oklahoma.
A fraction of a raindrop, 3 grains of salt. At up to 100 times more potent than morphine, the tiniest amount of illegal fentanyl is all it takes to cause an overdose. Fentanyl can be mixed into heroin, cocaine, pressed pills, meth, and other drugs. It could be in your drugs, and you wouldn't be able to see it, taste it, or smell it. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Here in Shattuck, halftime of the third-place game. Laverne leads the Sayre Eagles 27-24 as the Tigers have led for most of it, but Sayre really closing the gap there in that second quarter. It was an 18-7 first quarter, but Sayre blowing that thing open there in the second frame there as a 17-point second quarter there for Sayre Eagles, and only 8 for the Laverne Tigers have made this a little bit closer after a slow start for Sayre offensively. Walker Moeller had 6 for the Eagles. Cannon Richardson has 6. Lake Crosby, Clayton Mossberg with 4. More importantly, Mossberg has 3 fouls already. Not 4, sorry. Juan Galvez has 3 points, and Colt Merrick has 1 from the free throw line as well. And over for on the other side, Tate Domi with 9. He's got a couple fouls, though. Going to have to be careful. Logan Freeman with 6. Trip Green with 7. Karsten Baggs with 3 on what else? On a 3. And then Gabe Lovell with 2 for Laverne in this basketball game. So a lot of Tate Domi. It's good to have him back for Laverne. And Tate working on an all-tournament nod. And again, if he hadn't gotten foul trouble yesterday, he'd probably be a shoe-in. But we're looking good so far. Trip Green having a nice game right now for Laverne. Again, playing without Tegan Green in this tournament. One is a big part of what they do. One of their point guard has been out currently for this one. So this is a very good Laverne team. There's no number beside their name, but they have certainly faced a murder row of opponents. Their only losses are to ranked teams, and then Shattuck last night, who probably could be ranked and probably might be as the season rolls along, as the people get a look at the Indians a little bit. So some underrated squads in this part of the country trying to get some little bit of respect, and this would go a long way here tonight, beating a good Sayre team if you're Laverne. And for your Sayre, it's the same thing. You're 10-5. You're looking to get ranked as well. You're a good squad, a streaky squad, who, as Coach Richardson said, we've blown some leads this year that we probably should have held on to. Right now, though, they're doing the opposite. They've cut into the lead, showing a lot of heart here in that second quarter, and what's a very good basketball game. So this one is going to be exciting. Right now it's a 3-point game. We could be looking at another tight one, and we've had a bunch of them already in this tournament, a couple 1-point games so far here at the Shattuck Shootout, and looking to make it maybe another thriller. So come right back, stick around. We'll also have the championship games right after this and decide who the 2022 champions of the Shattuck Shootout is, and we'll decide who gets third place with the second half of Laverne Sayre coming up. It's Round Ball Roundup at the 8th Annual Shattuck Shootout on K1.
I didn't realize you liked me that way deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's. Get the new 2 for $3 offer on a tasty sausage burrito or sausage McGriddles. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just $1.69. Price and participation may vary.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What is the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back here in Shattuck, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout, third place game right now. Laverne leads Sayre 27-24 in a tight one. First quarter, all Laverne. Second quarter, all Sayre's 18-7. First quarter for Laverne, 17-9. Sorry, my math, not so good. That's why I'm a broadcaster. 17-9 in the second quarter. Right now, that math leads us to a three-point lead for Laverne as we get ready to tip it off. Now, these teams are going to flip-flop sides here, and foul trouble going to be key, as we mentioned, in that second half. A couple guys already playing with two. Mossberg has three, so he's going to have to be very careful for Sayre here to start this third quarter. If he can get through the third quarter without picking up a foul, could be good news for the Sayre Eagles because it really opens up that lane when he's not in there for Laverne, who's done a really nice job in there just using that size. And it's really been Tate Domi, who's the soft touch of Domi, really. He's a big guy, and he can elevate, and it doesn't look like he'd be much of a shooter, but when he misses, he just doesn't miss by much. It'll roll out. It'll sometimes bounce around and come out. But he's definitely a guy you don't expect to have that kind of soft touch. And he really has turned into a really nice shooter. He's really improved from a year ago on the basketball court, picking up where his brother Rustin left off. Right now, three-point lead. And another key to the game, I would say, for Laverne, got to know where Walker Moeller's at. He really started to attack at the end of that second quarter, and Sayers may have found something, letting him be a little more aggressive. So you're going to have to know where 23 is, keep him from getting ahead of steam, and that's going to be Blackwell's job, try to make life difficult on Walker Moeller. Sayre going to start with the basketball, going left to right there in the maroon jerseys, white numbers. Laverne in the white with the purple numbers, and they lead by three. Sayre with a chance to come out of the gate and tie it up. Big possession here to start the half. Trying to get some momentum, and Walker Moeller doesn't like it. He's waving everybody off. Sayre standing around a little bit. Now they scatter. Clear out. They clear everybody out. They give it over to Crosby. Crosby over to Moeller. He's open. Nobody picked him up for three. Oh, went down, came back out, and over the back call. And that's going to be on Mossberg, and that's going to be four. And we're not even 20 seconds into this quarter, and Mossberg's got to sit, and Richardson's got to come in. That is a big fourth foul in the first foul already, and he didn't need to do it. Didn't have position, and that's something the young guys, he's upset with himself, is going to have to learn moving forward, especially if he's going to play at the next level. Now Bags on the wing. Over to Freeman. Freeman in the corner. Now Trip Green, top of the key. Rifles it inside to Domi, trying to spin. Galvez on his back, spin move, baseline, off the glass, rolls out, and a fight for the board underneath, and Green goes on the ground for it and saves it and gets it over to Domi. Good hustle to Bags. Now Blackwell, almost lost the ball. He's trying to get it over to Freeman. Maintains possession, still keeps his dribble. Trip Green, corner three, air ball. Domi with the backside rebound, and Galvez didn't box him out. And ball came loose back to Domi. Now over to Blackwell, 6:56 to go in the third quarter. 27-24, Laverne Tigers lead Sayre by three. Eagles fighting their way back in that second frame. Post, Freeman turns, shoots, and that almost was an air ball. Caught just a little tip of the rim, and late Crosby coming away with it. 6:38 to go in the quarter, three-point lead for Laverne. And we said coming out of this half would be a big momentum builder, but neither team seems to want to take it. Both of them have some missed opportunities so far. Moeller clears everybody out. They do have Galvez on the right block. Coach Richardson directing traffic on the sideline. They get it over to Crosby. Crosby looks over at his coach. Moeller pops out. They bounce it over to him. He's going to reset it. Galvez on the block. They clear out for Moeller. Crosses over Green. Driving kick out to Richardson. Steps inside. Finds Crosby. Nowhere to go. Good defense there by Laverne. And Sayre, a lot of standing around here. Now they drop it off to Moeller. Moeller crossover. Into the paint. Hot stutter step. Euro step inside. Almost got the shot to fall. Hit the deck. Just misses, and a rebound by Domi. That was a tough shot. Trip Green tries to answer, and he is hacked on the other side. on the front and the back. We'll see who gets tagged with it. Could be Richardson, could be Merrick. I couldn't tell who it was. It looked like Merrick, quite possibly. It is on Colt Merrick, his first. Team second already. It's 5:46 to go in the third quarter. And the free throw bounces around and bounces down for Tripp Green with the make. He's got eight. He's going to get another shot at this one. 28-24, now a four-point lead. And a chance for Laverne to make it five. And there he goes. That's nine for Tripp Green. He knocks them both down. Two big free throws there. It's 29-24, Laverne. 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Tight game. Richardson with the basketball. Looking for Camden Richardson. His twin brother Braden over on the bench right now. They swing it over to the wing. Crosby gets a screen from Galvez. He's going to pull up and shoot it from the wing. Hand in his face, but followed his shot. Gets his own rebound. Good job there by Crosby off the miss. They flip it over on the wing to Richardson. He's going to drive on Bags. Gets up underneath the hoop. Oh, got too far underneath the hoop and went off the back of the backboard. Did not realize where he was, and that's a freshman mistake there as he lost track of where he was on the floor. And a turnover. Ball goes back to Laverne Tigers. 5-point lead for Laverne, 5:15. Left in this third quarter. Now Freeman on the wing. Dropping into the post to Lovell. Back outside. Bags open for three, and he knocked it down again. Karsten Bags with six. And his three-point percentage at the Shattuck shootout has got to be into the 75s. That guy cannot miss. Crosby now back over to Galvez. Other side to Richardson. Gets a screen from Galvez. Back out to Colt Merrick. Now to the other Richardson, Camden, and he's poked by Freeman. Ball goes off his foot, and it's going to go out of bounds. Coach Richardson wanted a foul. They're saying no, just off his foot and out of bounds. It goes back to Laverne. Sarah Crowd wants him to call it, but they're not going to get it here. And that is going to be, and now they're claiming that there's bias going on. I don't know about all that. It's going to be inbounded in front of the scorer's table. I don't know if you're going to get Laverne bias in Shattuck. If anything, it'd be the other way around. And now we're going to get... And now we're going to get Blackwell with the basketball from the wing. And now he's going to pick up his dribble and flip it out to the perimeter to Karsten Bags. 4:23 to go in the third quarter. And we're going to get 3-second call in the lane call by Laverne. They give it right back to Sayre. So Tigers trying to caught a break and then instantly turn it back over again. Still 32-24, Laverne in front. A little over 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. And the crowd getting involved here. 8-point lead for the Tigers. Big possession here for Sayre. Crosby steps back for three. Freeman hand in his face. That's exactly what they wanted him to do. Miss, rebound, Tate Domi. Poked away though by Crosby and a fight for the ball. And Gabe Lovell tracks it down and takes it down to the corner over to Blackwell. Good hustle by Gabe. Looked like Sayre was going to get that possession back. And Gabe Lovell with a hustle all the way across the floor into the post. Back outside. Karsten Bags for three. He hit it again. He's unconscious. He's got nine. And in rhythm, once again, started out 3 for 3. Now, he didn't hit them all in the first quarter. I think he might have missed one. I think we may have missed one. He might be 3 for 4 today. Not for sure. But either way, it's still a fantastic percentage. And that one's stolen away by Laverne again. Lovell comes away with it up to Blackwell. Another turnover by Sayre, who trailed 35-24, 3:26. His quarter belonging to the Laverne Tigers right now. Lovell tries to drop it into Domi. Poked away from behind and another steal by Crosby. And Lake Crosby probably had 6 or 7 steals tonight. That was a great job. As he is, seems to be a couple Lake Crosbys on the floor. Shot not really dropping. He hasn't shot much. But he certainly made his presence felt defensively. High post. Galvez back outside to Richardson. They swing it around to Moeller. Moeller back to Merrick. Just inside the three-point line for a long two. He was wide open. Missed a shot. And a rebound by Lovell. Quickly across comes Blackwell. Back on defense comes Sayre. Over to Freeman on the wing. Post, Domi. They go to double him. He spins the other way, though, on the baseline and scores. They came on the paint side. He spinned baseline. Nice awareness by Domi. He's got 11. It's 37-24 in this quarter, belonging to the Laverne Tigers as they have dominated since the beginning of this one. Moeller gets a screen from Galvez. Doesn't take it. Swinging around to Merrick to Crosby. He's going to try a three-hand in his face by Freeman, and that's a tough shot with Logan Freeman closing out on you. That's a miss and a rebound by Laverne. And Blackwell coming back the other way. His team up 37-24, 2:10 to go in the quarter. Pete Sayer, lob again to Domi. Great pass by Freeman into Domi, showing the touch and another assist. And Tate's got 13. What a tournament for Domi. He went from leading scorer in the first game. We're going to get a timeout here by Sayer. And Domi with his 13th point makes it 39-24. Levert in front of Sayer. 1:54 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Shattuck, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout, third place game. Levern leads Sayer 39-24, and under 2 minutes to go in what was has been a game of runs. It was an 18-7 first quarter to Levern, a 17-9 second quarter for Sayer, who clawed back into it, and now it's 39-24. Levern in front, coming out with a big third quarter, holding Sayer to only 3 points so far with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Or no points. Sayer has yet to score here. I'm sorry. Yet to score in this third quarter. Interesting. It's been so long, I assume they had scored once, but a drought here. Moeller's trying to end it. Drive kick to Merrick. He's open for three. Good play coming out of the timeout. And three for Cole Merrick. Ends the scoring drought. Makes it 39-27. And that was expertly drawn up by Coach Richardson there. Trying to get his shooter on the wing on the corner for a three. 125. Drop down to the post to Lovell. He spins. Miss with Mason Christian on his back, and Domi with the rebound and a foul on the putback. And Mason Christian, who came in off that timeout, is going to take Domi at the free throw line. And I know this is radio, but Mason Christian has a glorious head of hair. It is a flowing locks and a full-on beard for this man. Great hairstyle for Mason Christian. Picking up the foul there, going to put Domi at the free throw line. And now Merrick's going to take a seat. Camden Richardson's going to come back in this basketball game for Sayer. He's going to be out there with Braden, with Christian. We have a Christian and Richardson's out there. And then Walker Moeller, second free throw for Tate. It was not going to go. Score is 39-27. Richardson with the basketball. Drive out to the other Richardson, back to his brother. Drive by Camden, and we're getting a hand check foul on the perimeter as Camden Richardson was trying to attack the basket. Got a little bit of step on him. That'll be the first foul of the core of the half for Levern. There's three for Sayer, two for Levern, and that will be the second on Karsten Baggs. Inbound to Sayer, into Braden Richardson, over to Camden. They swing it all the way back around to Lake Crosby. Crosby, long three, and that's going to come back long on the rebound, and a rebound by Caleb Blackwell. 55 seconds left in the quarter, 12-point lead for Levern. Caleb, directing traffic, gets it over to Gabe Lovell, over to Baggs. Looks inside to Domi in the post. He spins, strong move, right hand, and poked away by Christian. That time, good defense by Mason Christian. Moeller, no one stopped him. He pulls up, Blackwell in his face, shot wouldn't fall. Rebound late, Crosby on the long board. And a break there for Sayer. Crosby with the basketball, 25 seconds left. Now, this is important possession, 39-27. A score here could cut it to a single digits with a quarter left to play. Richardson's give it to each other. Weave on the perimeter to Crosby. Driving kick out to Camden. Camden to Braden. Braden, nice Euro step inside, takes it right at Domi and shows the touch. Big 2 points for Richardson. And quickly ahead to Freeman. He's open in the corner for three with 1 second to shoot it, and he airballed it. Would have counted if it went. At the end of the third quarter, it's a 10-point lead for the Tigers. 39-29 with 1 quarter to go. Back after this in the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
You You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Back in Ellis County, here in Shattuck, 39-29, 10-point lead for the Laverne Tigers over the Sayre Eagles. One quarter left to play here in Shattuck in the third-place game of this tournament. And right now, it's been a game of runs. 18-7 first quarter for Laverne, 17-9 second quarter for Sayre, and now a 12-5 third quarter for the Laverne Tigers. Sayre hoping to answer. Got a lot of ground to cover here, down 10. A lot of time left, though. Blackwell gets it over to Bags for three. It's red hot, and he hit another one. And every time Sayre gets close, Karsten Bags with a nail. 12 all on threes. He's hit his last four in a row. And he has really had an exceptional shooting tournament. And that's going to be a charge all the way from the screen, a moving screen on Galvez. He's going to pick up his second foul, and that'll be the 14th foul on Sayre. And ball goes back to Laverne, and any kind of momentum is sapped by Karsten Bagg's three. It's been deadly out there. Mossberg is back in playing with four fouls. He's going to have to be careful. He's out there with Galvez, with Crosby, with Moeller, with Richardson, Camden Richardson. Laverne with the basketball. Blackwell over to Domi. Lovell's out there as well with Freeman, with Bags. Blackwell, point guard, takes it. He's got Moeller on him. Man defense here by Sayre. Over to Domi, popping all the way out to the perimeter. Brings Galvez out. Flips it over to Logan Freeman in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Skips it to Bags. Almost threw it over his head. Bags had to come back and get it. Saves it and gives it to Blackwell. Blackwell, other side. Freeman. Freeman drives. Fakes the pass. Oh, it's stolen away by Moeller. Didn't fall for the fake and stole it anyway. Moeller now taking it inside. He drives in, taking it Blackwell. Kick outside to Richardson. Three, corner, high rebound off the miss. Bounces right back to Moeller. And over to Crosby, and a break there by Sayre. He's went cold shooting the ball. Only 5 points in that third quarter. Right now, the Eagles having trouble getting open looks. Inside, Mossberg. He's triple teamed. Has to get rid of it. He's hacked on the arm. A little too aggressive that time. He was trying to flip it down to Galvez, who was wide open on the other block. Got fouled for his trouble. That'll be the second team foul on Laverne. And it might have been on Domi. Nope. That's going to be on Lovell. So that is only one on Gabe. Would have been a big one on Domi. Moeller going to inbound. Looking at Mossberg. Nowhere to go. Fires it into Galvez. They're going to get another quick foul. And this might be Domi. So he was right there. They were trying to deny the inbounder. Instead got a little too handsy. And Gabe Lovell. They're going to give it another Gabe. So Tate dodges another bullet. And Gabe picks up two quick fouls. Third team foul on Laverne. Into Crosby in the corner. He drives into the paint. Finds a little space. A little fadeaway. And gets it to fall. Blake Crosby's got six. He's been very efficient, six, as he's really picked his moments to shoot, playing a much better game tonight than he had in the semi. 6:02 over to Domi, over to Lovell. Richardson in his hip pocket, gives it over to Logan Freeman. Freeman, bounce pass, paint, Domi, and he lost the basketball, poked away, but stays here with Laverne. Good defense there, and I think that was Crosby again. Official was in front of me there, but it looked like Crosby poked it away. He has had multiple steals and doing his best to maintain possessions for his team. Galvez is going to come out, and they're going to bring in Colt Merrick. Also, Tripp Green going to come out for Gabe Lovell on the Laverne side. And they're going to look to inbound. Tripp Green flipping it over to Blackwell. Blackwell, bounce pass. Bags thought about a three. Instead, he drives in looking for an open teammate. Picked up his dribble. He's going to have to give it to somebody. Bounce pass underneath to Tripp Green, flashing on the other side. He missed the lay-in, tried to get his own rebound. It was tipped away from him. Ball's on the ground. Ball's still on the ground, and Richardson comes away with it. 42-31, Laverne in front, 5:31 to go. Richardson now over to the corner to Mossberg. Mossberg, three out there. It's going to bounce right back to him, but he was boxed out by Freeman, who gets the board. Another miss by Clayton Mossberg. They drive it over to Blackwell. Mossberg having a tough night playing in foul trouble. Blackwell in the wing looking at Domi. Domi goes to set a screen for Freeman. Blackwell drives. Bounce passes up underneath to Domi, who slips it, gets fouled in the bucket. Merrick had to make a decision, made it late. And Colt Merrick picks up foul number two. And Domi going to the free throw line, a chance for the and one. He leads all scorers with 15. 44-31. 5:06 to go. Hey, Domi has been exceptional in this one. He's going to get another chance at this. He was all tournament, Laverne tournament. He rolls that in. He's got 16. And now Gabe Lovell going to come in and give Tate a rest. 45-31. All Tigers here with 5:06 to play. Sayre needs buckets in a hurry. They do have a lot of timeouts left. They've got four. Merrick on the elbow. Takes one step, hands it off to Moeller. Moeller probing, gives it back out to Crosby. Crosby drives in, finds a little room, switches hands midair, misses the layup, and going to be poked out of bounds off the miss. And it's going to stay here with Sayre. As he missed all the rim, hit just backboard, came out like a rocket off of there, and is poked away. Stays there with the Eagles. Crosby's going to inbound it. Looking for Moeller and gets it to him. And Walker Moeller says slow it down. Mossberg on the block, sets a screen from Crosby, pops out. They drop it into the post. Mossberg double team, flips it inside to Merrick, who streaks down inside. Nice awareness by Merrick. Good assist by Mossberg. Sayre needed that. They cut it to 12. They can just find a way to start hitting some outside shots and get a couple stops. They can climb back in this thing, but they're going to have to figure out a way to deal. I mean, the post and a mistake. Tripp Green cut towards the basket. Freeman thought he was going to stay there, and he threw it out of bounds. And an unforced error by Laverne. Big possession here for the Eagles. Moeller with the basketball, 4:18 to go. His team trailing by 12. Into the post to Mossberg. He spins. He shoots over the top. Won't go. Goes for his own rebound. And a foul on the rebound under the hoop. And if that's on Mossberg, he's teed up. A technical foul. Somebody said a little too much, and I don't know if that's Coach Woods or what. I think they're going to give a technical foul. Coach Woods arguing the call, and the ref's going to – that's his second. It's either Freeman or – it was either Freeman or Woods. And the technical foul on Freeman, he didn't like the call. And the refs are now going to talk with Coach Richardson about who's going to shoot this. Now, had that been on Mossberg, it would have been it. But that's going to be Logan Freeman's third. The third team foul on Laverne, and they didn't like what he said, whatever he said, after that. The instant technical foul on Logan Freeman and the emotions. And this was they had a trouble controlling their emotions last night. This is going to be something this Laverne team's going to have to keep corralled this year. Doing a little too much talking out there, it looks like. And now that's a big tech, because right now you're going to let Lake Crosby get a chance here off the miss, though. He missed the free throw, so missed opportunity there for Crosby. He could have cut it to 10. He's going to get another one here. He's got to hit one of these. You got to can't leave opportunities on the floor, and he hit it. One out of two ain't bad. Cuts it to 9, but Sayre's going to get the basketball here. That's the fourth team. I said it was the third. I'm sorry. It's the fourth team foul on the Laverne Tigers. And Crosby going to inbound in front of the announce table in front of the Shattuck announce team. 4:10 to go. 45-34. It is a 11-point lead right now for Laverne in front of Sayre. Moeller with the basketball. Another big possession here. Gets a screen from Galvez. Comes around. A nice hedge by Lovell. Over in the corner, Richardson 4-3. Braden Richardson! Big three. He's got 5, and the freshman, all 5 of them big, cuts it down. Bags tries to answer. That one won't go. Maybe too quick on the trigger, and the first miss in a while for Carson Bags. You can't blame him. He's been red hot. But it's 45-37, and don't look now, but Sayre, who has it at 8, can cut it even further here. Over to Crosby, 3:37 to go. He's going to pull up for 3. Deep 3, and Lake Crosby knocked it down. He's got 10, and it's 5-point lead, and we're going to get a timeout from Coach Woods. With 3:29 to go, Sayre cuts it to 5. It's Laverne 45, Sayre 40. It's a round ball roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Here's Shattuck Shootout, the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. What a fantastic tournament, and can't say enough about the hospitality and the people and the atmosphere here in Shattuck. It is a fantastic time every time we come here. And one of the things I love about it is it really gives you a prep for the postseason, really a postseason feel to this. And a lot of these tournaments that happen late in the season are really precursors to what we might see as everybody kind of figuring out just exactly who they are. And right now, it's been a Tissaire team that has seen this all year. They've faced runs. They've been down and come back. They've been up and given away leads. It's a streaky squad, and right now the momentum going their way. And that timeout by Laverne, though, and Coach Woods leaves them with 2. And that technical foul ends up being pretty big because it was a 4-point swing. So Laverne with the basketball. They got to calm down. 3:25 to go. They still lead by 5. They have led the entire time outside of the first minute of the game. And a foul underneath the hoop and a charge, and that's going to be on Lovell, I think. Getting physical with Galvez and Gabe Lovell. Getting tangled up. Picks up foul number 3 under the hoop. And that was a war down there. Galvez doing a good job holding his ground against big Gabe Lovell. And right now, the crowd holding their breath. Sayre has cut this to 5. Over to Crosby. Thought about a 3 again. He just hit a huge one. He crosses over Blackwell. Nowhere to go. Back outside to Richardson. Freshman taking his time. Bags on him. And he's going to get a hand check foul by Bags. Just got a step on him. Karsten Bags did not like it, but he wisely is quiet. A little cheapy foul there. 3 on him and the 16 foul on Laverne. One more, and both teams will be in the 1-1 the rest of the way. Crosby gets a screen from Galvez. Pick and roll, but poked away by Tripp Green. Great pick and roll defense by Green. They were looking for Galvez. It was the right idea, but Green slipped it and picked it off. Big game tonight for the freshman. He's played really well. Made some good decisions for Laverne. Bags looking at Glovel. Picked up his dribble, though. Someone's got to help him. They got to come get the basketball. Domi finally gets it. It was real close to a turnover. They bounce it over to Blackwell. 2:33 to go. 5-point lead for Laverne. Caleb not in a hurry. Moeller on him. Picks up his dribble. Trying to get it to Bags, but nice job fronting him was Braden Richardson. Now Domi with it. Galvez on him. 2:18. Domi drives. Tries to flip it inside to Lovell. It's off the fingertips of Sayre at the last minute. And it was close. Lovell had a hand in there. Sayre poking it away. Stays with the Tigers. Tripp Green under the hoop. His team up 5. 2:15 to go. Green looking for an inbounder. He's got nowhere to go with the basketball. Finally lobs it up. It's picked off by Richard. No, Blackwell got it back. Almost a turnover again. And Blackwell saves it. 2:08 to go. And now Caleb directing traffic. He gets around Moeller. And it's going to be, it looks like, a foul away from the bucket again, clearing out the lane underneath the hoop. And that'll be a 1-1. That's going to be on Sayre, and that's going to be the third on Walker Moeller underneath the basket. Or no, it wasn't underneath the basket. It was Moeller who was guarding Blackwell, who got around him, and it was a hand check foul, but he missed the 1-1. Fight for the rebound. Gabe Lovell comes away with the board, and he is fouled on the wrist and had tagged on the mouth was Lake Crosby. They're going to see if he's okay. Took a shot to the grill there. He's shaking it off. And that's going to be Galvez's, looks like Galvez's third foul. Gabe Lovell will now shoot the 1-1. 18 foul for Sayre. And Lovell going to the free throw line. 2:01 to go. Gabe's first one. Short-armed it. Rebound Sayre. Richardson coming down with a board. And Braden Richardson with some good minutes off the bench here for the Eagles. Moeller Bounces back outside to Camden Richardson. He drives, pass fake, spins around. Got to keep that pivot foot and does. Couple fakes, no one bit, gives it out to Crosby. Crosby dribble, post, Merrick spins on Lovell, off the glass, comes up short. Blackwell tracks it down. Big rebound by Caleb Blackwell with a minute 37 to go. Missed opportunity for the Eagles. Blackwell hounded by Moeller, gets it across the timeline. Crowd starting to get into it. Moeller almost pokes it away. Blackwell maintains possession to Domi, over to Lovell. They swing it to Bags. He's open, says no. Wise decision by Bags. This team up five, 1:18 to go. Trip Green on the wing. Takes two dribbles, spins, pits it inside. Foul, they're going to say foul on the ground. Shot will not, didn't go in, but he will not be shooting two. He will be shooting a 1-1 after that hack on the arm. So Green gets fouled. Braden Richardson's first foul, 19th foul on Sayre. One more, it'll be two shots the rest of the way for Laverne, but a 1-1 here, and Trip Green with a huge free throw to make it 46-40, and this one's even bigger because it'll be a three-possession game if he knocks it down. Into Domi. Missed the free throw. It wouldn't drop, but Domi got the rebound and another, and life for Laverne again. So a missed opportunity for Sayre as they maintain the possession, and that's going to be a quick foul with a minute to go. And now they have to foul, down six. And you got to box out the rebounder, and that time Tate Domi with a huge board may have put the nail in the coffin for Sayre. Now he's got two. And the first one for Tate, missed it. Laverne just can't get that last free throw to drop. Merrick's going to come out. They're going to bring in Galvez. Offensive defense substitution. Looks like Coach Richardson's going to use one of his timeouts. So 46-40, minute to go. Laverne in front of Sayre. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back here in Shattuck, 46-40, Laverne in front. Third place game here at the Shattuck Shootout. You want to make sure you stick around. We're going to have a good one after this. Arnett and Laverne, if you like pressure, full court defense, that's the game for you. The ladies' championship game coming up right after this one ends. But right now, 46-40, Sayre coming out of a timeout. They need a miss here from Tate Domi. He's got one more free throw coming out of this break. It'll be two shots the rest of the way for Laverne. 1-1 for Sayre. Going to need some threes to fall. They did have some opportunities there late, but really it's been the rebounding of the Tigers. It's been one and done for Sayre, and Laverne in this last couple minutes have been able to keep possessions alive off misses by getting rebounds. And the man to blame for that right now is at the line. Tate Domi's been fantastic in this one with a double-double, 16 points. He can make it 17 here in a three-possession game, and he takes his time, missed them both, but a rebound. Nobody boxed out Trip Green, and once again, Coach Richardson can't believe it. Another missed foul shot and nobody boxing out Green, and another rebound by Laverne. That'll be the second foul on Braden Richardson, and it's going to put Green at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first one for Tripp, and he misses it, and Laverne just can't put him away. Missed their last, looks like their last five free throws, or this thing would be over already. Green shoots that one. He missed it again, and this time Lake Crosby comes away with it, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound. And an unwise foul on Laverne. And that is going to be Carson Baggs' fourth, and it's a 1-1. It's going to put Lake Crosby at the line. So all of a sudden, 57.4, without any time elapsing off the clock, Sayre's going to have a chance to get points here. But they got to knock them down. Laverne has missed their free throws. Can Sayre hit theirs? 1-1 for Crosby. He knocks it down. He's got 11. Good game tonight for Lake Crosby. Struggled in the semis. Really played well tonight. Leads all Sayre scores with 11. Crosby's second free throw up and in. Nothing but net. And another timeout for Coach Richardson. And don't look now. We'll keep it here. But 46-42. Sayre's cut it to four. And Laverne has had plenty of opportunities to put this one away. And when we spoke with Coach Richardson earlier in the week, he said that his team did have some issues like holding leads, but this time it's been Laverne who's had a little problem holding it. Now, they've technically held it, but they've let Sayre claw back in this thing multiple times in this game when they could have put it away. And Laverne has led since the very first minute of the game. Really, their first two buckets, they've never looked back, jumping out to an 18-7 first quarter lead. And now finding themselves in a dogfight, up four. They will have the basketball. Sayre's got two timeouts left. Laverne has two timeouts left. Laverne in the double bonus. Sayre in the 1-1 the rest of the way. So the Eagles going to have to make foul shots. Is the score. Tigers going to inbound here. And full court pressure put on by Sayre. Crosby guarding the inbound. They get it into Blackwell. Got a foul quickly over to Tripp Green. He's got a man underneath the hoop. He stops, thought about shooting, kills some clock, and a kick by Richardson. Wise decision by Green. He could have pulled the trigger on the open shot, but he wanted to kill clock. 50 seconds left here. Means Laverne's going to have to inbound under their hoop off that kick. And Tripp Green's going to inbound. He's going to have Richardson, Camden Richardson, in his face. Couple screens. Everybody scatters. Green's trying to find an inbounder. Got to get it in. Bounces inside. Gets it into Blackwell and grips it away from everybody. Dribbles out of traffic and picks up the foul. Good job there by Caleb Blackwell, understanding the situation. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. And that'll be the third foul on Braden Richardson. 4-point lead. Just one of these would be huge for Caleb. First one up. And came out. It went down, rattled around, and came back out again. And Laverne's free throw woes continue. And now Galvez is going to make an offense-defense substitution. Merritt comes out. And the second one drops for Caleb Blackwell. This is his first point of the game. Hard to believe. 45 seconds left for Sayre. Trailing five. Moeller drives, takes it out inside. He's going to get called for a walk. He ran into a brick wall as Lovell. Great defense by Gabe Lovell to cut him off and force a travel by Moeller. And that's a big possession with 41.7 to go. And now Sayre's going to need a turnover. Merritt coming back in. Galvez coming back out. Is now the Eagles going to have to play defense. Sent a couple screens. Laverne gets it into Bags. Guarded by Richardson. They're going to play for the steal here. 38 seconds to go. Get it to Blackwell. They got to hurry. Blackwell's got to hurry. He's got to rush. Gets it over the timeline. Quickly ahead to Domic. Great job. Back out to Lovell. Back to Blackwell with 29 seconds to go. And now they got a foul. And with 28.2 on the clock, Blackwell's going to go back to the free throw line and shoot a couple. 5-point lead. And Caleb Blackwell. First one up. And he made it. So 2 for 3 there from the line. His second point makes it a 6-point game, and this will pretty much do it if he hits this. Because then it will be a 7-point lead. So big one here. Now Sayre's going to need threes. And Caleb eyeing it up. Looks it up and down and hits it. He's got three. 7-point lead for Laverne with 26 seconds to go. Colt Merritt should have shot it. Took it to the rim and got it blocked out of bounds. Not enough time left for twos if you're Sayre. 21.5. They're going to maintain possession. It was blocked out of bounds. Good defense there. Moeller looking for a teammate. Looking for anybody. Gets it into Crosby. He's going to have to pull a trigger. Back to Moeller. 18 seconds to go. He goes baseline. Takes it level. Reverse up underneath and in for Moeller. And they're going to give him that one. 13.9 to go. Walker Moeller cuts it to 5. And we're going to get another timeout. This one by Sayre. So they do have one, should have one remaining. There they do. They do have one remaining. 49-44. Laverne just got to hold on, make their foul shots, and this will be over. 48 seconds here during this timeout, and what a great job by really both teams here showing up tonight. Sayre showing a lot of heart, clawing back in this thing. As down the stretch, Laverne missed some free throws, letting the Eagles hang around. But they've really, we mentioned, they haven't quite given up the lead. They've threatened to. It's been close a couple times, but every time Sayre's kind of inched a little closer, Laverne's been able to pull away. Credit them for not letting that lead slip away, not letting that momentum shake them. It has been a raucous crowd, raucous atmosphere here at the Shattuck Shootout. And Laverne, even when Shattuck's not playing, you can hear the Shattuck crowd kind of yelling at the Tigers a little bit. So it's a rivalry that doesn't even end when the one team's not playing. 49-44, Laverne in front by five. Make their foul shots, and they can go home with the victory. 2-3, third place here, not too shabby in a very good, very deep tournament. And we know that the winner of this tournament often makes a deep run into state. Last year we had two state semifinalists who won this thing. A lot of times the third place teams and the second place teams sometimes end up pretty well as well. So here we go. Sayre trying to deny. They needed some steals and some threes, but they're not going to get one there. Bags gets it in, and he's fouled quickly by Braden Richardson, his fourth. It's going to put Karsten Bags at the line. Maybe not the guy you want at the line. 11.8 to go, though. They had no choice. And up five. Pretty much running out of time for the Eagles. Crazier things have happened, but they're going to need kind of a miracle here in the last 11.9. Starts at the free throw line, and Karsten Bags taking his time, and he's got 13. What a tournament for him. And he is going to etch his name into the all-tournament team. I actually don't know if they do that here. They have in the past, but last year I don't remember them officially having an official all-tournament team. But if there is, Karsten Bags going to find his name on it. 14 points for him on the wing. Drive inside, kick out for Richardson's. Got to shoot it. Hand in his face. Three won't go. Domi grabs a rebound with 3 seconds to go. And that's a foul, and that will do it. Laverne comes out on top. 51-44. They take down Sayre. They're going to move to 11-5. Sayre drops it to 6. Championship time coming up after this. We'll have the girls' title here at the Shattuck Shootout. Arnett and Laverne right after this on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.